Has your season changed? Have you recently transitioned into a different phase of life? Are you at the end of one season and moving into a new season? My name is Anne Mariah. My background as a facilitator, trainer, coach, mentor, and consultant has seen me work with entrepreneurs, leaders, organizations across 30 different countries around the world over the past 25 years. Today, I work with coaches, consultants, and educators pivoting into entrepreneurship. I also work with founders who are running lifestyle boutique businesses and eventually want to transition out of them, out of the daily management of their businesses. I also work with business leaders who are committed to transforming the culture of their organizations for good. One of the greatest challenges of moving into a new season is our ability to embrace our new identity in the new season, to embrace who we have become as we step into that season. We are often so comfortable with who we've been. That's what's familiar, and we struggle to step into who we now are, which does hinder how we integrate into the new season. Have you ever invested in your personal and professional growth, learned new skills, developed greater self-awareness, and found that you are actually not integrating it into who you are now? And I find that oftentimes we don't seem to recognize or embrace the growth, the investment we've made, the new skills, the new awareness into who we are. And so what happens is we come into a new season, and for a bit of time there, we almost feel inadequate. We feel we cannot cope, yet we do have all the skills and growth in self-awareness that has taken place that we sort of haven't worked through and owned as we step into this. And that creates that sense of, am I really ready? Can I do this? Am I equipped for the new season? And I just find that we have to be so intentional to bring ourselves into a place where we actually are presenting the new person I have become, so that I am able then to step well into the new season. I personally value personal and professional growth, and I have invested heavily into my personal and professional growth. And I remember one time a dear friend saying to me, Anne, you went for this training a while back, and I haven't seen you put that up in your LinkedIn profile. I honestly gave her such a weak response. I mumbled something. But the honest truth is that I, for some reason, had not embraced the fact that I had this new equipping. I had this new skill set. I had this new awareness. And because I didn't embrace that, I didn't recognize it, I didn't carry it with me, I was still operating from the older person that I had been. And I find that many times, until we begin to actively, intentionally bring in who we have become into our consciousness, we will continue to operate as who we have been. Thankfully, now the lags are shorter between who I am and who I have been. And it's because I have learned and trained myself to embrace and assimilate the new ways of being, the new ways of bringing in what I have learned, who I am becoming. And honestly, it also takes reintroducing our new self to our old self regularly. Because this is the truth. If you met me a month ago, I'm not the same person because I have grown. I have invested in my growth. And this has prepared me well for my new season. And this is a cyclic. It's something that is continuous and is continually happening. And the quicker we are at recognizing that, the more adept we become at merging our new self with the new season. And I would dare say that we actually become the new us before the new season, because we're then equipped to step into that new season. And as we keep doing this, the lags become shorter and shorter, and we can embrace the new and let go of the old without too much angst, and therefore move faster, move with greater agility, which makes the pivots a lot more smoother. I'm curious, what are the challenges you've had in your transition into the new, and what's it like for you to embrace who you have become now and operate from that place rather than from the older person you were?